Hank FM, and
this is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Daily dose of you know who's. An interesting scenario, though, developing in France. Of course, on our side of the pond here in Texas, we're having our own issues with the lottery. But in France, some thieves in France stole a guy's credit card. They bought some lottery tickets, and then they won big. But of course, the problem is they can't come forward without getting caught. So the victim is offering a proposal. This happened earlier this month. Thieves stole a backpack from a guy in France. His wallet was inside. They went to the corner store, convenience store there, and just used his credit card. They bought cigarettes and lottery scratch-off tickets. And right there in the store, they scratched one off, a ticket that is translated into American dollars, over $500,000 worth.
Ooh, that's a lot of francs.
About 500 grand for us. So the cashier says he knew they won because they freaked out and were excited about it.
Yeah.
But no one's come forward with a winning ticket yet, which makes sense because they bought it with the stolen card, and the thieves would essentially be turning themselves in. So the owner of the backpack has went to the France press, the free press, and offered him a deal. He's offering to split the winnings with them if they give him back all his stuff. He said he'd decline to press charges. They'd get the other half of the jackpot. Said, without me, this is his explanation, without me, they would have not won, but without them, I would have not bought this ticket. So let's make this work here. He's working with his lawyer, who, by the way, is saying that even if the guy doesn't press charges, the lottery itself may have issues and void the ticket. And then there's the French police, but this may not be a bad idea. Either way, shame.
Shame. Shame.
And dumb luck is better than no luck. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Jarvis Canada from fabulous Bloomington, Indiana, may not be in the running for Dad of the Year. Police rolled up onto an accident scene where Jarvis and his 11-year-old son had rolled into a ditch. Unfortunately, Jarvis was drunk at the time, but he did try to make a good choice. You see, he made his tween drive home as the designated driver because he was too drunk after picking him up from school. This didn't work out well. He was arrested anyway.
So the kid's not a good driver. Dum, 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 dum.
Do better on all accounts, Jarvis.
Well, then there's this dude in Olympia, Washington, who at least is consistent. Guy in Washington State got two DUIs in two nights after crashing his car in the same intersection at the exact same time, two different nights. Police were dispatched at 9:47 p.m. on both nights. The same two cops arrested him both times. First time was Sunday of last week, 9:47 p.m. Guy crashed into her parked car at this intersection.
Excuse me.
Blew a .31, four times legal limit. They arrested him. He got released that morning. Then a few hours later, well, later on that day, he did it again in the same spot at the exact same time. He didn't hit a car this time. He just crashed into the tree stump that it was in somebody's yard. He blew a .3. He's now, they upped his bond to about $50,000. So, Olympia police say they're not sure if duplicate crimes have ever happened in the history of modern policing quite like this.
Hey, I'm having deja vu. Weren't y'all just here?
Dum, 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 dum.
I know you should play the lottery.
I know you guys.
Hey! Most every business has negative reviews floating around from time to time, but a noodle restaurant in Kyoto, Japan ain't dealing with all this malarkey. They're now offering cash rewards to folks that will narc out anonymous online critics and are not afraid to take matters into their own hands. The owner messaged one suggesting they should avoid eating out to come on over, and I will personally deal with you. He later apologized.
Yeah, it's probably not going to help his ratings. It's been weird in the airline industry in the past couple of months. So a JetBlue passenger is going. The video is all around viral. After a JetBlue passenger started anointing an aircraft with holy water before boarding. Desiree Salter performed the pre-boarding ritual with gospel music playing in the background, presumably off her phone. She blessed the jet because of all the recent airline news. And it seems to have been quite welcomed by everybody.
Oh, yeah. You know?
On the plane. So maybe not so bad. Maybe not so bad there.
You know, there's a lot of things that you can do on probation. You can clean up your life. Go back to school. Get a job or just, you know, rob banks. The last option, not one of the best. Tariq Walker didn't care. You see, he served 5 years behind bars for bank robbery from 2018 to 2023, then got out and attempted another heist in Irvine 5 months later. Two more then followed. The FBI was on the case, and he won't have to worry about disposable income for much longer. He's now set to do 10 years in federal prison. What's wrong with the job?
Him and the repeating DUI guy should hang out together. Be
I'm sure they're going to meet each other soon.
They could plan a big heist.
Hey, bestie.
And then finally, let's end in Indianapolis. And what better place just outside of Indianapolis, Indiana, than Speedway, Indiana, to end your car chase? William Pate DeMyers led the Indy police on an 18-minute high-speed chase last weekend. Speeds venturing into the triple digits, quite honestly. And ended up pulling himself over on Raceway Road in Speedway, Indiana. Yeah, he pulled over and stopped, and then he told police he was, quote, giving up because the officers chasing him were really good. He said he took off because he's a habitual traffic violator, and he always runs from the police because he's good at it. And William said his record is 6-3 versus the Indianapolis police. But he says he's always been able to shake the Indy police when he drives away. And until then, right there, of course, he was charged with resisting arrest and reckless driving. And now his record is 6-4. Dum, 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 dum.